Shalom Rabbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Erevin Daf Pei Vav. We are holding at the bottom of Pehem Abeis. Excuse me. Three lines up from the bottom, we have a quote from the Mishnah. It said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Miyesh Sham Tfizas Yad. And the Mishnah had basically said that if someone who is leasing or renting or giving a living space to someone in a chotzer, if the Balabayas has Tfizas Yad, if he has something there, if he has an ability to go there, or we'll see exactly what that means in a second, if the Balabayas still has a holding in that apartment, so then the guy who's renting it from him, the tenant, is not considered to be someone who lives in the chatzar, and therefore he doesn't have to join in the Erev, and if he forgets to join the Erev, he doesn't asra on everybody else. So the Gemara says, Hei chitami tfisas yad. What does it mean that the owner of the house has a holding in the house? The Gemara says, Kehon chatzar shal bunyas ben bunyas. Like the chatzar of bunyas, the son of bunyas. It's funny that it's kind of a funny name. Okay, either way, Rashi says that he was an usher. He was very rich, very rich. And he would lend out. He wouldn't even rent the houses. He would lend out the houses to other people in this chatzar. And whatever chatzar the houses, he rented. He had a lot of property. And he had utensils in all of them. Because he was so wealthy, he had a ton of houses. So therefore, that was considered that Bunyas had a tefisas yad there, and none of the tenants had to join the Erev, or would mess up the Erev if they forgot to join it. Also, the Kamei the Rebbe, so this guy Bunyas came in front of Rebbe, and Amar Lehu, Pnu Makom Leben Mea Monet. Rebbe said, make way for the guy who has 100 monet. And also, in Shachwina, another guy came in front of Rebbe, and Amar Lehu, and he said, Pnu Makom Leben Masayim Monet, right? Make way for this guy who has 200 monet. So they said to Rebbe, oh, by the way, Amar Lefano, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi. So he whispered in Rebbe's ear, he said, by the way, Rebbe, Aviv Shalzeh, Yishlo, Elos Finos Bayam. Right, this guy, Bunyas Ben Bunyas, right, so his father has 1,000 ships who connect on Elof Ayaros Bayamash, and he has 1,000 cities on dry land where he gets taxes from. So, meaning, he told him he had 100 money, and he has a lot more than that. So, Amalos, so he said to him, the Kishetagia, it's al Aviv. If his father ever comes here, so Amalo, al Tishagrehu Bekalim. Halalu lefanai. Right? Whenever he comes to me, so tell him, don't dress in these kind of clothes in front of me. Meaning, Rebbe took in the guy's appearance. Right? Apparently, Rebbe knew him, and he said, "Oh, he's not so wealthy." Right? Apparently, dressed in clothing that wasn't so nice. So he told him to dress up nice. He said, yeah, "Next time he comes, tell him to put on clothes that befit his wealth." And this is Rebbe. Rebbe is also one of the richest people in the world at the time. The Gemara relates in a bunch of different places. So again, Rebbe's kind of understood that the importance of presenting yourself according to your stature, not to show off your wealth, but to don't dress like a schlub. Right? The Gemara says all over the place, for a Rebbeim, they have to dress nicely. For someone who's going to make a Kiddush Hashem, for a Talmid Chacham, he has to dress appropriately. Same thing for this Bunyas guy. Is it Rebbe Mechabed Ashirim and Rebbe Kiva Mechabed Ashirim? And you see that Rebbe and Rebbe Kiva would both show kavod to people who were rich. Because of kosher, well, as we'll see, k'tedarish Rav Bar Mari, the pasuk says, Yeshiv Olam Lefnei Elokim Chesed VeEmes Min Inatzruhu, meaning that meaning kosher Baruch Hu gives kindness and truth for everybody, and he says, Emes Yeshiv Olam Lefnei Elokim. When is the world set in front of a kosher Baruch Hu? Meaning, when is it sitting? Yeshiva is. So when someone is sitting, it means he's dwelling somewhere, he's properly set up. When is the world properly, kind of permanently dwelling and sitting and resting in a good place? When there's chesed and emes, and mon is obviously the mon, that, referring to the mon that Am Yisrael got in the desert, not really, but referring to the food and sustenance is given. So then, meaning when the rich people support the poor people, so then the world is functioning properly. Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Omar, he's a Kigon Yosid Shal Machreisha. Now, going back to what kind of utensils you need to have in the house, she says even a Yosid, a peg of a Machreisha, of a portable plow, right, any type of, even if it's like a small type of, right, kind of insignificant, right, that's not a significant Keli. It's any type of Keli that the person can go in and get. Right, so then, the guy who's living there is not considered to be the one who's living there. It's considered to be the owner who's the bar the baal dover here with the Erev. Amar Rav Nachman said, "Tanu de Bei Shmuel, He learned the base medrash of Shmuel, Davar Hanital B'Shabbos Oser. If it's something that you can move, and it's something you can take on Shabbos, so then that will Oser, meaning that if the kli that the owner left in the house is movable, so then he's not considered the owner because you can just move it out of the house and it's not considered as if he has a tefisas yad. So therefore, Oser, the guy who's living in the chutzar, will Oser on everybody else if he doesn't. If he doesn't join in the Erev. But Davar she'eino nital b'Shabbos, but it's something that's muktzah, something that's not moved on Shabbos, so then eino oser, then the tenant is not going to oser the people in the chotzer if he does not join in the Erev. Tanya mihachi, we also learned the Braisa, yishlo tevel, yishlo ashoshis, if you have tevel, obviously, which is muktzah, you can't eat it. Ashoshis is pieces of metal. So v'chol Davar she'eino nital b'Shabbos, anything else that's not moved, so eino oser, that will not oser. Meaning the guy who's living there is not going to aser, it's going to be the owner who's shayach to the house. Okay, it says the Mishnah. Let's say, again, we've quoted this before, as usually you find is the case in Mesachas Erevin, someone who goes away for Shabbos. So, we have a four-way machlokas as to what the din is about someone who leaves his house. Is he considered still part of the chatzar or not, even though he's away for Shabbos? So, echad nachiv echad yisrael hareza oser de Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that regardless of whether he's a Jew or he's a goy, he's still considered to be part of the chatzar, and therefore, if he doesn't join the Erev, he will aser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Oser. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if he's gone, he's gone. He's not part of the Chatzin. Rabbi Yossi Omer Nachri Oser Yisrael Eino Oser. Rabbi Yossi says that, no, it's a split. If it's a guy, then he'll mess it up. If he's a Jew, so then he doesn't Oser. He's away for Shabbos. He's not part of the Chatzin. Why should Ein Derech Yisrael love up Shabbos? Because the Jew's not coming back on Shabbos. But a guy, he could drive back. It's not, he could show up. So therefore, he will Oser, but the Jew will not. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilo Hiniach Beso, V'halach Lishbos Eitzel Bito Boso Eir. Even if you leave the house and go to your daughter's house in that same city, in Oser, Shekvar Hisiyah Melibo. You already even, forget leaving again, the Mishnah had said if you go to a different city, but here Rabbi Shimon says, even if you're in the same city, you're just staying by your daughter's house, no, so you're away for Shabbos, right? You set your mind to not being around for Shabbos. So, it says the Gemara, I'm a Rav, Halach, Rabbi Shimon. That the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, v'dafka bito, and dafka if you go to your daughter in the city, but avo b'no, but if you go to your son in the city, so then lo, then that doesn't apply. Why? I'm really interested, just like people say, navach bach kalva, ol navach bach guriosa puk. Long story short, and it could be that there'll be some fighting between the daughter-in-law and the in-laws, and it could be that they'll have to come back home for Shabbos, and it could be that they haven't completely left their dwelling on Shabbos. All right, literally, that phrase means if a dog barks at you, if a male dog barks at you, so then you can stay, but if a female dog barks at you, so then you should probably leave. Again, referring to the son-in-law versus daughter-in-law dynamic. All right, I think a lot to be said on that, but let's go back there. Bor shebein shtei chatzeros. If you have a pit, it's between two chatzeros, right? Smack in the middle, on the boundary of two chatzeros, you have, instead of it being flat ground, you have a pit, right? So with water. So Gemara says, ein mamal b'meno b'shabbos elam kein asu lo mechitza gevoa sar tvachem. You can't take water from either chatzer. Neither chatzer can take water from that pit unless there is a mechitza that is 10 tvachem. So Gemara says, bein milamata bein mitoch ogno. Whether it is below, or as it'll see, we'll see the mission that the Gemara is going to say, or whether it is above. Now the question is, really, bein ogno literally means within the rim, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, it's going to be what the Gemara refers to is below or above, and we're going to see as a machlokas as to what the din is, what exactly that means, up and below and above. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer Beishame, Omer Milamata, Beisel, Omer Milamala. Right? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Machlokas Beishame, Beisel, whether it has to be down or up. Again, this wall that we need to divide the pit. And again, we'll see exactly what the case is. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Lo tehei mechitza gedola min hakotel shebeneihem. You don't need to be, right, if you have a wall that's already between the two and stretching across the mouth of the pit, so then that's fine. I mean, you don't need anything more than that. That would be fine, right? Even if it doesn't actually go in to the pit itself. So okay, so let's see the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, now the phraseology here is not so clear. meaning, I mean, Rashi explain, helps explain, but the words themselves are not so clear, so we'll try and explain as best we can, because there's a little bit of confusing language. So Rav Huna says, Lamata means Lamata Mamish, meaning that you need the wall to go down to the top of the water, but not go into the water. And that's Lamata Mamish, according to Rav Huna. And Lamala means Lamala Mamish, and Lamala means up, meaning above, by the top, by the mouth of the pit. Vizev is a bebor, and both of them are talking about inside, right, the pit itself, right, inside the airspace of the pit. Rav Yehuda says lamata lamata minomayim, that below, that down means beneath the water, and lamala means lamala minomayim, and above means above the water, meaning near the surface of the water, but above the water. So Amalei Rabba Bar of Chanan Abaye, how Dam Rav Yehuda Lamata Lamata Min Amayim, right? When Rav Yehuda said that Beis Shammai's Shita is that it has to be beneath the water, so Maishna Lamata Mamish below. What do you mean? Why isn't it Mamish below? I mean, what Lamata Mamish means right above the water. That's why it's a little bit confusing. Right, again, if you remember, that's what Rav Huna said, that Lamata is Lamata Mamish, but that means, as Rashi says, right, kind of like on the surface of the water, just above. So why did Rav Yehuda say that Lamata means under the water and not right above the water? So it must be the Arve Maya, because the waters are mixed. Right? So the Gemara says, Lamata min amayim namis, but it's also, meaning, what's the problem with putting the partition, right, the wall right above the water, because the water underneath is going to mix together, and then you're going to have, you know, some water from this chatzar going to water from that chatzar, and then you could theoretically, we'll see in a second, but when you draw water, you may be drawing from the other chatzar, and that's a problem without an eruv. So why did he say that the wall that it's just above the water is no good? Because the water mixes. So lamata minamayim nami. So that happens also if the wall is beneath the water. Rebbe Hari Vimaya, because the water is going to mix over it. So Amar Lei, so Abai said back to him, Lo Shmi Lecha Hada Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Well, I guess you didn't hear what Rav said, right? Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. Umatava Mishum Rabbi Chiya. Some people will say it's Rabbi Chiya, but either way, Tzarech Sheyiru Roshan Shalkanim Lamala Minamayim Tefach. Yeah, in Echanami, that according to this understanding, that Rav Yehuda says that Lamata is that the wall has to be beneath the water. Yeah, the top of the wall has to reach out a Tefach above the water. So then in Echanami, that the water does not mix. Vesu, and also, this is another question. Okay, fine, so the wall has to go above the water. But Vesu, ask another question. Hadam Rav Yehuda, Lamala, Lamala, Minamayim. When you tell me that if, according to Rav Yehuda, it says that Lamala, that above, means above the actual water, Maishna Lamala, Mamish Dolo. Why did he not explain it as being all the way up to the top of the pit? Right? Apparently, the Arive Maya, because the water, right, mixes together. So the Malam and Mayim Nami. So too, when if it's above the water, meaning if it's right above the surface, right? If Lamala means right above the surface, so Arive Maya, the water also mixes together. Mm-hmm. And Beis Hillel says that would be fine. Right? Why would that be fine? So Amaleis Lo Shmilecha Hada Tana Yaakov Karchina. Apparently, you haven't heard that which Yaakov the bald guy said. It's always cute when the Gemara gives nicknames to these people. But either way, apparently you didn't see, again, it wasn't derogatory, it's just how they identified him. Right? Tzarech sheyishaka yiroshe kanim b'mayim tafach. So, okay, so according to this understanding, that the bottom of the wall needs to go into the water, at least a tafach, so the water is not going to mix. Right, it will mix beneath the wall, but not above the wall. Right at the top of the water, it's not going to mix. So the Elohad Amar of Yehuda. One second, but what did Rabbi Yehuda say? He said Korah Arba Materes Bechurva, that if you have a board that is four tefachim wide, that is above in a ruin, on the top of a ruin, so you're allowed to carry underneath it. From Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua, and Nachman said the name of Amar Baravua. Korah Arba Materes B'mayim, and so too with water. If you have a board that's four tefachim wide, that's above a pit of water, so you can take water from each chatzar, meaning each chatzar can take water from each side. Again, if in this case, the same thing. If you have a board, all you need is a board that's like, what's it called? That's like basically considered to be an ohel, and that's as if we view as if the board goes straight down into the water, right? As if there's a full wall there, And each chatzar on each side can take water from each side. But the problem is, v'haka azul deli l'idach gisa, the bucket is going to go to the other side, umaisi, and it's going to bring water from the other side. Mar says, kim lu l'rabanan de'in deli me'halech yosher me'ribah tvachem. So apparently Chazal weren't concerned about that, that a bucket is not going to go more than four tvachem away from where it is. So apparently, since the wall or the board is four tvachem wide, so the bucket's not going to reach the other side. So the Gemara says, and this is the question I thought the Gemara would ask right away, but it waits for the second time. But one second, if you're telling me there's a board going across the top, and this is the chora what the question was originally, what we just said, that when Rav Yehuda said that you can have a kora that's four tefachim across, right, so the water is going to mix underneath it. Right? So we had just said that Rav Yehuda really requires so the partition to go either above the water or into the water, meaning it has to stick out or go below. But if the water is going to mix together, right, so that's going to be the same problem we've been having the entire time. But yet you see that we hold that a board is good enough, and that we view that as if the board goes down and there's a wall between the two, between the middle of the pit to separate the two chatzeros. So Elis Gemara says Mishum de Kal Hu Shekelu Chacham V'Mayim. So interesting that if you look at Rashi over here, three lines down, Ve'ela Kal Shu Lekelu Chacham V'Mayim. This is a special kula that the Chachamim made by water. V'Lesed Rav Yehuda, and this is a rejection of Rav Yehuda. Ela Karav Huna. Right, and therefore we're paskening like Rav Huna that this is the explanation of the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. The Beis Shammai the Beis Hillel lamala mamish. And according to Beis Hillel, the wall that they require is all the way up by the lip of the pit. A kamri and Beis Shammai therefore says lamata mamish is that it's the wall has to go just to the above the top of the water, but doesn't actually have to go into the water, right? You see it from here, from the fact that a korah that's four tefachim across, that works. So this also, same thing with this mechitza that you're constructing, also doesn't actually have to go into the water. And again, it's a kula that Chazal would make go by water, right? Kedibay minei Rabbi Tavla meirav mechitza tuluya ma'o shetater b'churva, as we had asked. Right, can you, mechitza tuluya, which is a wall that's kind of suspended up in the air, can we say that it'll go down to the ground and allow you to carry in a churva, in a ruin? So, amar lei, ein mechitza tuluya materes al b'mayim, kal she'kivu chachamim b'mayim. This is, no, it only works over a water. This is a special heter, Chazal will make it by drawing water on Shabbos. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda lo tehei mechitza, right? Rabbi Yehuda had said, if you flip back, at the end of the Mishnah, right? You don't need to be bigger than the wall that's between. I mean, if you have a wall that's running across the middle of the pit, meaning the wall that had originally, let's say, for example, if you had originally had a wall that separated the chatzeros and then there was a pit underneath, maybe that opened up or they dug out or whatever, but you still have the wall in existence, so that's fine. That's just as many. You don't need the new construction to be any better than a wall that would theoretically run atop, across the top of the pit. So, Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda b'shitas Rabbi Yosi Amra. Rabbi Yehuda is holding like Rabbi Yosi. What is that? Amar mechitza tuluya materes afilu b'yavasha. That who he holds, Rabbi Yosi holds that mechitza tuluya even works over land. So Rabbi Yehuda is kind of extending that and saying that the wall that is over the pit, right, is fine, even though in Chaname may have been not created to divide the pit, but it's also not inside the airspace of the pit either. But the Maaseh, it's overhead, and therefore we can view it as if it goes down, and people can draw water from the pit. It's not like without the Mishnah, right? Hamishal shal defanos l'malo l'mata. If someone, this is already the context here, is sukkah. If you have walls that go down, meaning they start at the top and then they go down and they don't reach the ground. So, bishmashin gvoh mina arev shlosh tvachim psula. If they're three tvachim above the ground, right, there's more than three tvachim between the wall that has been suspended from up top and the ground. So then, psula, then it's no good. That's already the concept of Gidi and Bokenbo, that goats can walk underneath. It's not considered to be a proper mechitza. But mimata lamala, but on the other way, if you go up, if you're starting from the ground and then you go up and you don't, the walls don't reach the schach, so then in gvos azar tvachim ksheira, all you need is for them to be 10 tvachim high, and then the whole thing is kosher, because we say it will, the mechitzas will go up, but they don't go down if they're more than 3 tvachim across the ground, above the ground. Rabbi Yossi, oh man, Rabbi Yossi says, and this is again what the Gemara is pointing out, that Rabbi Yehuda is, that Rabbi Yehuda is holding like Rabbi Yossi, that kishim shmi lamata lamala asara kach mi lamala lamata asara. It says no, the same halacha is true both directions. Even if you're suspending it from up top, if you have 10 tefachim, so then it will go all the way to the ground. And if you start on the bottom, if you have 10 tefachim, it will go straight up, and then that will be totally fine. Then the Gemara says, actually velohi. Actually, it's not actually true. Lo Rabbi Yehuda sever lo Rabbi Yossi, lo Rabbi Yossi sever lo Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara will explain that they don't hold on each other. Why not? Rabbi Yehuda lo sever lo Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda from here, from our halacha, does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. Because ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Yehuda ela be'erev chateros derabanan. Because Rabbi Yehuda only says over here by erev chateros where it's derabanan, so we make of a basuko deraisa lo. But a basuko, which is a din deraisa, we're not going to say that a mechitza tluya is going to go straight down. If it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, v'lo Rabbi Yossi sever like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't even know like Rabbi Yehuda, because ad la kan lo kamar Rabbi Yossi ela b'sukah d'isra asehu. Rabbi Yossi says that we're only going to say that a mechitza tluya is fine when you have an iser that's an ase, meaning a person needs to eat in a sukkah. Right? That's it's not a really quote unquote a serious iser to eat outside of a sukkah, but it, meaning it's a bit of ase if you eat outside of sukkah. Aval Shabbos iser skilahu lo amar, but Shabbos violating Shabbos that's an iser skila. So then, excuse me. Then he's not going to say that the mechitza goes down. And he would disagree with Rabbi Yehuda that this wall that's over the pit would actually split the two chatzeros. Vim tomar nefil tami osa ma'aseh shenatzeh b'tzipori. What about the story that happened in Tzipori? Al pi mi naseh. Who is that done according to? And we'll see what that story is in a second. Lo al pi Rabbi Yossi, ava al pi Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi naseh. Right, it wasn't Rabbi Yossi, rather it was his son. What story was that? Ki asa Rav Dini amar, Rav Dini said that it was a story like this. Once, for whatever reason, right, again, we're kind of experiencing this now with not being in shuls, unfortunately, so much. But once, they didn't bring the Sefer Torah on Erev Shabbos. The Sefer Torah was still in somebody's house on Shabbos. And they couldn't get it to the shul. So Lamachar parsu sadim al amudim ve'viu Sefer Torah v'karibu. So the next day, meaning on Shabbos, they threw sheets over these poles, and they made some sort of, some sort of mechitzos to connect the house and the shul, and they brought the shul, the Sefer Torah to the shul, and then they read it. But meaning the implication is that they threw these sheets over these poles, but mestama, the sheets themselves did not reach within, all the way to the ground. Mestama, they were more than 3 tefachim off the ground. So apparently you see, and again, that was Rabbi Yossi who lived in Tzipori. So the Gemara says, Parsu, one second, did they throw the sheets overhead? The Chachila Mishari. It's not really mutter to do this. We're not allowed to make an Ol Harai as a din of binyan. That's bona. You can't do an Ol Harai on Shabbos. How could they even do those mechitzas? Rather, Ella, no. So rather, it wasn't that they made the mechitzas on Shabbos. Rather, matzur sedin and prus malamudim. They view sefer Torah v'karabo. Right? They found these sheets spread over poles, and they're like, oh, let's bring these over, and that will make mechitzos. Even though the sheets mistumble were 3 tefachim off the ground. So, right? How could Rabbi Yossi do this? If you're telling me that Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda that we say mechitza tluya on Shabbos for this case, so yeah, in Echanami, that was Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Yossi himself. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, we'll stop here. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.